This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here, this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about 45 minutes. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Ravens taking on the Commanders. 1 o'clock, Ravens 6.5-point favorites. Jaden Daniels met with the media yesterday, and right out of the gate, hey, what about these Lamar comparisons?
I think it's go out there and just appreciate each individual for who they are. I don't like when people really like try to compare me to Lamar and vice versa. You know, we're two different players. And just go out there, just you know, just appreciate what's the quarterback play is being played. So that's what I try to do, is just appreciate everybody for who they are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that answer at all. I mean, he's a heck of a player. He's been playing well. He's re-energized that whole organization. And he's probably, Bob, brought their organization a couple years faster than they thought, because they got a hell of a quarterback. And if they've got a quarterback now, they can go spend money next year, Bob, because you got a cheap quarterback.
They got blown out by Tampa week one, beat the Giants without scoring a touchdown,
which they should have lost.
And they've been kind of cooking from there. Jaden Daniels, 77% completion rate, only four touchdowns, throwing the ball. He did rush for, has rushed for four, but two picks, but sacked 12 times. Look, five games in, his quarterback rating's over 100. It's 106.3.
No, you can't. And he makes a lot of plays off schedule, too. I mean, he makes them go. I mean, if they had a regular quarterback in there, they would be like probably they were last year.
Sam Howell, you were saying?
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't like being compared to Lamar, but Jaden Daniels was at, and this is, I'm just playing the stuff. I wasn't there asking these questions. Jaden Daniels was asked, hey, so what's your relationship with Lamar?
It goes back some time. It's kind of like a big bro, little bro type of thing, but it's a mutual respect between both. No, I mean, I just like watching football. I like watching good quarterback play. I'm a fan of his, and how he plays the game, how he approaches the game. But, you know, we're two different quarterbacks, two different styles. But, you know, I just like going out there, and I appreciate what he's done for the sport and what he's done for the African-American quarterbacks.
I mean, Lamar is... They do a lot of things similar. you know, like running and creating on the move and doing all those things, and both can run, both got good speed, both outstanding athletes. And I think that Jaden Daniels coming out, probably a better passer than Lamar was coming out. Now Lamar is an excellent passer. I think when Lamar came out, he was a thrower, and now he's a passer. I think Jaden Daniels, when he came out of college, he was a passer, you know. And Bob, he played 5 years in college, too, so he came in a little bit older, and, you know, a year older than, or 2 years older than when Lamar came in.
But Nolan and I were talking during the break. I'm guessing, how many questions in before Jaden Daniels got sick of being asked about Lamar Jackson, you think?
Probably just two, but then there was six or seven after that.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, because...
Do you find out what he eats for breakfast? Are you going to...
That's what he's been hearing every day all week, and you probably start out the week like, oh, I know what's coming.
And same for Lamar.
Yeah.
That's all Lamar's getting asked during his availability this week.
I was going to... You know, I didn't hear the entirety of the press conference. As a matter of fact, what we're playing now is basically what I've heard, but... I mean, Lamar, 7 years in the league, we're going to start getting close to, hey, I grew up watching him. You know what I mean? And that's going to be, we're like, whoa, are we really passing? Chris Lamar, 27. I thought he was going to say, I grew up watching him. No, come on now. We're not that old yet, are we? Anyway, here's Jaden Daniels talking about more pertinent stuff, like going up against that Ravens defense.
You got to focus on what you do. Can't get too caught up because they might come out there and show you something completely different than what they shown on film. So you got to go out there and... focus on yourself and try to get better as a unit.
Oh, you know what? You know it'll be a little bit tougher for Washington now. Is all right. You got to say, okay, Dean Pease is there. What changes are they going to make? What can we expect differently? Because there is going to be some things differently. But if I'm Washington, I'm like, how do I control that defensive front? That's going to be the thing, especially if I can't run it. Then am I going to do all these quick passes and stuff, you know, to compensate for not being able to run the football?
It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch here on this Total Request Thursday. Washington head coach Dan Quinn, he talked about a couple of things like Lamar Jackson, not comparing him to Jaden Daniels or what he eats for breakfast, but what Lamar brings as a threat going up against his defense.
It does a lot, and I had this conversation yesterday with somebody. When you can extend the plays, that obviously changes how you go about things. And so some quarterbacks need extra people for spy. Sometimes you want to have zone where there's vision to go. It's the second play usually that can be the most challenging. A first play may begin as a pass, and then as the second one begins outside the pocket. He has just had remarkable, you know, success with his arm and with his legs. And so, yeah, he is absolutely a threat.
And you could almost ditto that same thing with Jaden Daniels. You know, I mean, Daniels makes a lot of plays outside the pocket. But, I mean, with Lamar, the thing that's different between Lamar and Jaden Daniels right now is Lamar's got 7 years experience in the league, too, and he's a two-time MVP. So he's done a lot more than Jaden Daniels has done, and Jaden Daniels just hopes to do what Lamar has done thus far. Now... Lamar's going to create a lot more problems because of King Henry in there, too, is going to, you know, Lamar has more flexibility with his offense than Jaden Daniels does because he has a lot more weapons and I would say a better offensive line.
Well, you mentioned Derrick Henry. Here's Dan Quinn talking about the task of trying to slow down the leading rusher in the NFL.
Not only like sometimes you see a big back and you just think he's just going to run people over, and he has that part of his game, but he can also stiff arm. We've seen that. And he also has like a really good jab step. So when you're thinking, hey, I'm going to go take my shot at him, he puts a foot in the ground to make you miss. And so that to me, what makes, you know, part of his superpower, the ability to have all three ways to stiff arm you, lower a shoulder, and then make you miss. Not all the time, but a lot of times the big guys may have, I'm going to run you over, stiff arm, and just play that powerful style. But when you put all, you know, ingredients together, you better have a really good tackling plan. And against a player like that and any good running back, you want to make sure you're having as few a one-man tackles as you can.
And that's the thing about it. With their secondary, the thing that he can do, too, is he's got speed. You know, he's just not your power rusher. He's fast, and he usually is always falling forward. You know, so And then the thing that is tough defensively is when Lamar puts it in his belly, okay, you know, is Lamar keeping it or is Lamar pulling it? Because you have two dangerous dudes that are both going to have the ball in their hands. And then how do we work on that?
Yeah, both averaging 6 yards plus per carry as well. Vinny 80, 105.7 the Fan. There is a game tonight in the NFL's Week 6. Kicks off 8:15. You can hear it on this lovely radio station. It's in Seattle. Lumen Field. Gotta love these corporate sponsor stadiums. Their names change whenever contracts expire. But it's San Francisco. It's Seattle. Seattle started 3-0. They've lost 2 in a row. San Francisco's below 500. The winless on the road. 49ers are 3.5-point favorites. Nolan, I guess we can squeeze a pick in here at this time.
That we can. Updated standings here if my screen would cooperate with me. Here we go.
On the computer.
Recap of Monday real quick. Vinny went with the Saints. Bob and myself with the Chiefs. So we gained a game back. Updated standings. Vinny's still in the lead. 63-41. Bob is a game back, 62-42. And I'm bringing up the rear, 56-48.
All right, Vinny, what do you got here? San Francisco at Seattle in a wide open NFC West right now.
Yep. I'm gonna take Seattle in this one. At home crowd, loud. 49ers are kind of beat up a little bit. I think they'll be able to get after the quarterback. And Seattle's got some weapons. So I'll take Seattle in this one.
This is a really tough one to pick. I just feel like Seattle's kind of lost their way a little bit. Strong start to the season under Mike McDonald, but things just really not going their way the past couple weeks. And as embarrassing as that was for the 49ers on Sunday, you had the lead against the Cardinals. You let them come all the way back, win it on the field goal at the end. I think they come out a little more fiery, even if they are the road team. Give me the Niners.
Man, it's a question. Both teams can run the ball. And Mike McDonald, he sounds like he's committed to getting Kenneth Walker a ton of touches. What quarterback, I think, plays better is going to be the difference in this game. And neither has been outstanding, but I guess Purdy's been a little bit better. Ayuk's becoming more of a factor. Kittle's back healthy. I'm going to take San Francisco.
What?
San Francisco is the village people said way back.
Geno's got 5 touchdowns, 4 picks. So like you said, Bob, and the OC said after the last game, we got to run the football more. So I think we're going to have a heavy, heavy dose of Kevin Warren tonight.
And we'll do more picks tomorrow as we get a full slate of Sunday games. And, of course, we'll get to Monday as well in due time. But when we come back, look at yesterday's baseball playoff fun. Phillies are done. National League other series is going to the fifth game. A couple of closeout games potentially in the American League. The ALDS, we'll be talking about that. Then Mike Harmon, real and fantasy football with him from Fox Sports Radio. SwallowTheDome.com. I would your flex. Total request Thursday. Vinny Haney Nolan here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Fan. Late last night, Dodgers, Padres, like the WWF with these two teams, going on for a couple of years now. After three games, San Diego had the Dodgers. They were up against it. They were struggling. Hey, but early on, old Mookie Betts, there's a seasoned veteran, world champion. He set the tone for the Dodgers.
That ball's hit hard to left center field. Merritt on the run to the track, to the wall. Goodbye! Mookie Betts does it again in the first. And the Dodgers are on the board.
FS1 on the call. Mookie Betts right out of the gate. Will Smith goes deep. Gavin Lux as well. Dodgers use 8 relief pitchers. No starter. Shutout baseball. 8-0 final score. LA evens this thing at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tomorrow in LA. 8 o'clock on FS1. It's going to be epic. It's a deciding game. It's an elimination game. So all the hype and circumstance will be around it, including us talking about it tomorrow. Now, in New York last night, not Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, the Phillies tried to stay alive, and it looked like they were going to maybe eke one out, and then a guy who's a strong MVP candidate did MVP stuff.
Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam.
Phillies right now. I'm just joking. That was Mets radio on the call. Francisco Lindor with a grand slam. It was 1-0 Philadelphia, whose offense went in the tank on a couple of occasions in this series. And the Phillies, champions of the American or National League's Eastern Division, get stunned in 4 games by the Mets. Remember, the Mets were 10 games under 500. They were talking about maybe firing a manager half season in, but Francisco Lindor, who's had a brilliant season, he comes up big. Jose Quintana gives up 5 strong. The bullpen comes through in the clutch. First trip to the NLCS since 2015. For the New York Mets, so congratulations for them as they advance, and Philadelphia is left to wonder what happened. Remember last year, as favorites lost Arizona in the NLCS. Mm-hmm. This year, don't even make it that far. The other New York team in Kansas City taking on the Royals, and it was tight. It was tense. And then a guy who was a former MVP who looked like he was washed up on a lot of occasions this year, I guess, drank from the fountain of youth.
High fly ball, deep left field. Back goes Melendez. Forget about it. It's gone. In large part, this night has belonged to Giancarlo Stanton. And he gives the Yankees the lead, 3-2 in the 8th.
Bob Costas with his Yankee hat on, I believe.
Yes, he was.
For TBS. Giancarlo Stanton, 3-for-5. 2 ribbies, the home run that proved to be the game winner in the 8th inning. Even stole a base for the first time in a bazillion years. So he was by far the star of the game for New York as they win 3-2, stun the Royals. Remember how awesome that Kansas City bullpen was against the Birds? Well, they haven't been all that awesome against the Yankees, and they now fall behind and trail in that series 2-1. Earliest game of the day was Detroit at Cleveland. And like the Dodgers, Detroit went with kind of a bullpen game. And hey, Riley Green, he's a young stud player, and he got him off early.
That ball spanked through for a base hit. And the Tigers
will draw first blood as Meadows scores. Riley Green, the all-star, makes it 1-0.
Riley Green painting the Orioles' rear end from time to time this year. As he gets that first ribby, Vierling and Torkelson also drove in runs. Six relief pitchers for Detroit. They toss a shutout. They win 3-0 in Cleveland. Tigers lead that series 2-1. So what does all of this mean? Well, the Mets, as we said, they're in the NLCS. They'll wait for the Dodgers-Padres game 5 tomorrow. But Guardians trying to stay alive in Detroit today. Tanner Bibee for the Guardians against, I don't know, I got a bunch of relief pitchers, it looks like. 6-0-8 for the Tigers. And then the Royals trying to stay alive against the Yankees. That's 8-0-8 TBS. Gerrit Cole against Michael Wacha. A couple of veteran right-handers there. George Brett was at the game last night. So was Patrick Mahomes.
I saw Mahomes.
In Kansas City.
Well, he's an owner, I think, isn't he?
He's part owner. Yeah. And, of course, you know, plays for the Chiefs. And George Brett, we all know, greatest player in the history of that organization. So let's go Kansas City. And I don't really care who wins the Guardians-Tigers, to be totally honest with you. Long as it's not the Yankees. Anybody but New York is the Bobster's philosophy there. But we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Maybe we got Game 5s on Saturday in both of the American League Division Series. We'll come back, talk real fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. And then we'll go to the Funhouse with Nolan. We haven't been able to get to the Funhouse. We've been so busy today. That's coming up around 1:45. And then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Don't forget, Thursday Night Football, 49ers at Seattle. I know they've had some guys banged up a little bit on the O-line, but Breece Hall, expecting to be a monster, and the kid from Wisconsin, whose name escapes me at this point in time, but they rushed for, what, 50, 60 yards combined against Minnesota? And I know Minnesota's defense is much improved, but really?
Yeah, well, Buffalo's defense, we saw that up close and personal, Bob, and they've struggled the last couple weeks defensively. So, yeah, the Jets need to go in and have a really good offensive performance. And then the biggest thing would be if Aaron Rodgers can go in there and just kind of shut everybody up, play like he did a couple weeks ago when everybody, you know, was so impressed with how he was moving around and throwing the football.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has had back-to-back tepid offensive showings. Remember, they lost to the Broncos, a game in which Denver had minus yardage offensively at halftime.
That was like the rain game where it was crappy weather, what the first hurricane was coming through at that time.
But Jets, they made some changes there. The Ravens hosting the Commanders. Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. Back on the practice field today, we'll get a status report on the attendance. For instance, you know, a few guys were missing yesterday, including Marlon Humphrey, no Ronnie Stanley, among others. But John Harbaugh basically cautioned everyone, saying nothing to see here. For instance, Brian Robinson didn't practice yesterday for the Commanders there.
Yeah, a lot of times running backs carry the ball a lot. They need a couple of days to get their body right.
It's 5880-105, so the Fan joining us now, as he does every Thursday for Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your Flex is the podcast. Talk to real Ed Fantasy Football with our friend and yours. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what is up?
What do they always say, guys? Have a very large floor plan with a bedroom on the first floor after a big game, because your body ain't responding and getting up the stairs.
Now, there you go. The little Vince Lombardi philosophy there. Before we get to football, real and fantasy, the Dodgers going to a game 5 with San Diego, and we were talking about this series a little bit last week as it before it even started. But it's now turned into somewhat of an epic performance. And the Dodgers won with a bullpen game, and they threw a shutout against San Diego. So what's the other? Look, they had pelted them with rocks and garbage the last time they were in L.A. at Chavez Ravine. Should we expect that same sort of watch your Instagram and face space, because you're going to see some extracurriculars in the stands out there with the classy Dodger fans?
100%, because not only did you get that stuff in stadium against the Padres, you had a bunch of fights in the parking lot. So, I mean, you got all sorts of fun. And it was all Dodger on Dodger crime from the fans. But when we look at this, I mean, look, 8 pitchers. I mean, we called the Dave Roberts masterclass yesterday. Now, when you go to the bullpen that often, fellas, you understand there's going to be a lot of luck involved, you know, because eventually all those decisions – that's a lot of things to put into an equation that usually somewhere along the line it blows it up. But, yeah, for tomorrow, full anticipation of an absolute chaotic circumstance. And lucky for me, my weekday partner is a Mets fan. So no matter what, I got at least another week of baseball.
Well, there you go. And he's excited getting to the NLCS for the first time in 15 years. I mean, your White Sox were historically bad. The Orioles went away quietly. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you just improvise and adapt and overcome. But let's get to football. And in particular, Mike, before we do the fantasy stuff, the real stuff, the two rookies, top of the class. Well, Drake May's going. He was number three, his first start. But Caleb Williams from your Bears, he's starting to get hot. DJ Moore becoming part of it. DeAndre Swift, he's getting more involved. Cole Kmet. And now Jaden Daniels is here in Baltimore. So your impressions so far, the two rookies who are playing, and what sort of expectations, real and fantasy, maybe for Drake May this Sunday?
For Drake May, we'll start with him because that's the easy one. Just pray for the man a little bit behind that offensive line. Going up against Houston, and Houston hasn't had the greatest natural pass rush, so he should find some time even behind that beleaguered and heretofore atrocious offensive line. But I got to think if they're inserting him here, that they've decided, all right, it's time to let him fly. Brissett is taking us as far as we're going to. I mean, that game against Miami last week. When I rank my games at the end of the year, if that's not 270, 271, or 272, I'd be shocked. That means there'd be some other surprise, terrible game on the out. But yeah, for Drake May, he's on the outside looking in for the fantasy purposes, unless you're doing a daily, and you just want for giggles, to get him in at a buck. As for Daniels and Williams, look, there was a lot of talk. Our guy, Jay Glazer, saying that the Bears, after week two, the veterans went in and said, what are we doing here? He's not a kid. Let's open this stuff up and let's start playing some football. And the last couple of weeks, decisive, better with the throws, and you've watched the offense come to life. Look, and DeAndre Swift is I've always joked, like, he wants to be Barry Sanders going, you know, east west. He's not Barry Sanders. So they actually just started running north south, right? And when they wanted to get to the edge, they designed the play for him to get to the edge and have someone there to seal the block. And it's been very successful. For Daniels, I mean, he's been nothing short of amazing. And for this week, he and Lamar lead your quarterbacks as you've got a game that's sitting up at 51.5 in the over-under. I mean, for Daniels, it's been storybook start to the season. It leads to all the dubious and, I think, specious and terrible reasoning of, well, maybe the Bears screwed this one up. And maybe they did. Who knows? But it looks to me like you got two good ones that are getting going. Later on, we'll get Spencer Rattler in. As well, if nothing else, we like saying the name Spencer Rattler. And Bo Nix is starting to show a little bit of signs of life and a little bit of fire there in Denver. So this rookie class might be okay after all.
Who are the plays tonight, Mike?
Well, I think as we look at tonight's game, I mean, we got some of the obvious guys. I mean, you're going to still have, you know, Brock Purdy is a back end number one for Seattle. Geno comes in a few spots later, but wouldn't be surprised to see him shine. Over under sitting at 48.5, so expecting some fireworks as we go. Kenneth Walker III against the Niners again, mid number one for him. For Jordan Mason, hey, he's about as rock solid as you get in terms of a touch count right now, and that's all we can ask out of running backs. So we get him in. Where it gets a little dicier is trying to decide between the wide receivers where we get our fun play. Debo and Ayuk, I think, are both high-end twos. I'd be leaning towards Metcalf a bit higher, maybe in the mid-ones for him. And then we get a little deeper. You want the sleeper side of things. Smith and Jigba is flex-worthy for sure, or maybe a back-end wide receiver too, depending on your injury statuses and, of course, all of the fun and excitement of the bye weeks.
Now, Mike, the big one. Tomorrow night, your Northwestern Wildcats are here playing the Terps. Who gets their first conference win?
I'd like to think that Northwestern can finally get a little bit of offense going, but, you know, I don't know. Watching this team play these last couple of weeks, it's spotty. It's spotty, right? Right when you think it's starting to kick together, they'll have a number of series where it goes the other way. So I'll take the home team in a narrow victory.
Maryland will have more penalties. I will go ahead and give you the over-under on that one, about eight.
That is true.
All right, Mike. Look at the Sunday slate. Big day, of course, NFL. You mentioned the bye, so the two undefeated teams get the weekend off. But give us our must starts, must sits, and let's win some dough here, hopefully.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, we got Hurts going up against Cleveland. That is a game that the Eagles are a 9.5-point favorite. A.J. Brown expected back. That means big things for the offense. We get him in. Dak Prescott going up against Detroit. Look, we can always talk about CeeDee Lamb. I think Guyton now becomes a back-end two play because the target count's going to be there while Brandon Cooks is out. So an opportunity for him. A no-fly zone for me for Josh Allen. I didn't like his explanation of why he was back in the game. And right now I don't like the receiving core. And if the Jets can do anything well, it's play defense. Sorry, Robert Saleh. It's a whole team when you're a head coach. It doesn't work quite so well. And then we got London. I mean, both Williams and a little further down the road there, you got our guy from Jacksonville.
Trevor Lawrence. Grigsby.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's more of a – but Caleb certainly against the Jacksonville. See, I was conflating him. I wanted to call him by another name, and I had to be nice for radio purposes. Because then we start calling him Sunshine, and it gets bad. Henry's the number one back, as we well know. Kamara, with the touch count we run, he's the number two scorer in fantasy football through 5 weeks of play. So we get him up and going. Here's your hope for your Bijan Robinson owners who have been battered through 5 weeks. They're playing the Panthers. Opportunity to get him fed. And for 1 week, you can celebrate that you used your top three pick on Bijan Robinson. I don't think you're going to get to do it much more than that, so do it this week. James Conner against Green Bay, the sledgehammer, as it were. Chuba Hubbard on the other side of that Carolina-Atlanta. We'll get him in down the line. No Travis Etienne in. No Ramondre Stevenson. I know he had the big play last week. I ain't trusting it. Fumble issues could get him back on the sideline and Gibson more of a look. Before we know it, Malik Nabers is back. Big Sunday night game as the Giants go and they continue to assault the terrible Cincinnati defense. You guys watched up close and personal. So some success for Daniel Jones and Malik Nabers coming here. We talked about Brown getting back on the field. Stephon Diggs in a big spot. No Nico Collins going up against New England, but he gets Christian Gonzalez. So I hang a star on that one a little bit. It looks juicy and savory up there for you, but the 1-on-1 matchup is a bit of a pain in the neck. And then, hey, let's get some Zay Flowers. And just for that, you now have to play the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers. Go.
Here he is, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast among many media outlets for him. Mike, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Mike.
Peace, guys. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the game. A lot of fireworks.
Yeah, blowout. Blowout Baltimore.
Yeah, I think so, too. But yeah, go Cats. We'll see
you. All right, go Cats. I think the Turtles can outrun a cat, can't they? It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access at 2. Then later on tonight, Thursday Night Football, Seattle hosts San Francisco.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Get started here with Bill in Bayview, who says, enjoy the show, but not sure we were watching the same Cincinnati game. Sure, Lamar made some good plays, but what won the game was a drop snap that sent the game to overtime, a great block that allowed Derrick Henry to make a long run, and two kicks, one to tie, one to win.
Okay.
As I read that out loud, I don't know what points same game we saw. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they had their chances. Both defenses were bad. Both offenses were spectacular.
Yeah. What's it? McLaughlin makes the kick, or McPherson, rather. Joe Burrow's the offensive player of the
week. No doubt. I think I saw that game, Bob.
Yeah, we kind of mentioned that they got lucky to some level.
That's the NFL. So you got to win like that in the NFL. Kevin checking in from Easton says, why isn't the more common comparison for Jaden Daniels, RG3, especially with the team being the common trait there? Rookie, their build was very similar. Kevin cites here the physique Daniel's a little more comparable to Griffin as a rookie. Lamar, meanwhile, always seemed a little more equipped to absorb hits better.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that, too. I guess they want it because they're playing each other would be the reason, and they're both relevant right now.
JB in Randallstown says, the Ravens seem to have a good problem when it comes to their offensive weapons. Let's say Lamar is going to have roughly 30 pass attempts a game. You get 7 each for Andrews, Bateman, Flowers, and Likely. Is equitable distribution the priority needed to win for the Ravens?
Yeah, I don't know that Andrews is being that guy. I think he's like 3 a game. I think, we'll see if it increases. But Flowers had 12 last week, and I could see that. And then Justice Hill usually is in there with like 4 or 5, too.
Well, it seems like if the Ravens have their way or Monken has his way, less than 30 pass attempts would probably be what we're looking at for Lamar.
Probably so.
Some thoughts here on Dean Pease. This texter says, I would think Zach Orr is receptive to having Dean Pease on the staff. After all, Pease was his defensive coordinator when he was still a player. And you need the viewpoint of someone who's probably seen it all throughout his career. Not an indictment on Orr, whatever's best for the team.
Yes, and kind of, because I think it is somewhat of an indictment on Zach Orr that he's not quite ready yet. And I got to bring in, Bob, anybody that has a, if you're just starting out in the business and they're going to have somebody sit next to you, bring in a veteran guy in between breaks, he's telling you, here, Bob, here's what you got to do. That would kind of hurt your feelings a little, initially at least.
Unless he initiated that sort of consultation.
I'm guessing no. All right, if I'm Zach Orr, can you see this? Hey, John, we probably need to go get a veteran guy to help me. No way.
I mean, that's something that probably should have been addressed when they're putting the whole defensive staff together in
Agreed.
The first place.
Yeah, they should have had that type of guy on the staff.
Well, if they tried to make a run at Pease in the offseason and it didn't work out at the time, all right, why not turn to, did they try anyone else? I mean, was it just start and stop with Dean Pease? If we can't get Dean Pease, we don't want anybody? I mean, there's plenty of other veteran advisors that are available.
Well, let me ask you this, Norm. Why would he have turned it, not wanted to come in the summertime and come right now? Yeah, I think that if asked, you're 75 years old and you've been a football coach your whole life, come in and help out. Absolutely. And I think this was the first time he was asked.
Okay.
That's my guess.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
We'll close up shop here. Matt in New Orleans says, Jaden Daniels throws a beautiful deep ball, at least from the games I've watched. Mm-hmm. Safeties need to be hyper aware, protect that part of the field, go get a game-changing interception.
I agree. But they're going to take a shot at Brandon Stevens. I mean, that's the guy that I'm going. Throw a deep ball, I'm going at Brandon Stevens because I got a good chance that my guy may catch it.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock with Featured Artist Friday. It's Cheap Trick. Going to talk about the Ravens Commanders. Going to travel around the NFL. We're going to have our picks. Vinny's got his keys. Break down the stats. Talk about the baseball playoffs. Talk Terps with Keith Kavanaugh. And other things in between. Inside Access coming up next. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.